Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Haha, just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Koi CBD. Ooh, CBD oil, baby. Feeling relaxed just hearing me talk about it, aren't you? If you don't know what CBD oil is, don't feel like a dum-dum. Adam's here to tell you. CBD is an oil derived from industrial hemp and has no psychoactive effects, man. So you can get the medical benefits, okay, from the hemp plant without getting high. There's no weed. You're not going to get paranoid. It's a great natural alternative to over-the-counter and pharmaceutical drugs. People use CBD oil for pain, depression, anxiety, stress, inflammation. New benefits are being discovered for CBD oil all the time. My mom uses the topical cream from Koi CBD, and it's helped immensely, which is big time because she's been having a tough time with arthritis and finding a solution. And Koi CBD is stepping up to the plate with their topical creams. They've got tincture droplets, vape pens, edibles, pet products for your dogs and cats to chill out. Come on, it's a stressful life being a cat and a dog. You want to chill out? Get some Koi CBD treats. They got topical products and more. All their products are manufactured in the USA with 100% natural CBD oil. It's a family-owned and operated company, and it truly is the best-tasting CBD products on the market. I feel like left and right, people are approaching me after shows, just being in the comedy business, because comedy and CBD kind of go hand in hand. It's great stress reliever for our world. The Koi CBD gummies I fuck with daily because it puts me in a zen state before I start my day. And at night, kind of relaxes me and helps me sleep better, quite honestly. It's America's number one trusted CBD brand. All the Koi CBD products are THC-free, and there's a guaranteed purity, safety, and consistency level in all of their products. They're the best-tasting CBD products on the market. Again, I've tried so many. The amount of people that have been like, try these pens, we got these flavors, and these, you can put strawberry. Root beer foot. Shut up, man. No, I'm going with Koi CBD because they got the most shit and the best tasting shit. And quite honestly, it's made me feel the best out of any of the products I've tried. And that's why they're America's number one trusted CBD brand. So if you want to get your stress relief on, your relaxation going, and start living a better, healthier life, get rid of that depression, anxiety, stress, and just start feeling better, then get hooked up with Koi CBD, okay? Head on over right now to KoiCBD.com, that's KoiCBD.com, and enter promo code AboutLastNight for 20% off any retail order from the website. That's Koi, KoiCBD.com, promo code AboutLastNight for 20% off any retail order from the website. Gummies, tinctures, pens, creams, they got it all. I'm telling you, they're the shit. And Brad and I couldn't love them more. Who knows? They might fucking make Brad grow, which would ruin his act, but would help him reach the Cocoa Puffs on the top shelf. And now enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Happy Monday. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Brand new episode today with the hilarious Sam Richardson from Veep, from the Detroiters, from Spy, from Ghostbusters, Super Intelligence, a new Melissa McCarthy movie coming up. You've seen him on Conan, Corden, he's just the greatest. Sam is a beast. One of the funniest dudes I've ever met. One of the nicest dudes. And this was his second time on the pod. It's been a few years. And man, some episodes are just hilarious top to bottom. We cover a lot of topics. The tangents and rants are hilarious. This might be one of Brad and I's favorite episodes we've recorded in a few months. So can't wait for you to enjoy Sam Richardson on today's episode of the About Last Night podcast. And make sure you check out Veep. Its final season, seventh season, is currently out on HBO. Second episode aired last night. So check that out and support Sam. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Sam Richardson. Follow me at Adam Ray Comedy, Brad at Funny Brad, the podcast at ALN Podcast. This week, April 11th through the 13th, I will be in Miami at the Miami Improv, the new club in Miami. So pumped to go there Thursday through Saturday, April 11th through the 13th. Get your tickets at adamraycomedy.com. Come out and support. Let's laugh, huh? Let's hang out in Miami, the 11th through the 13th, Miami Improv. The 16th through the 20th, I'm going to be in Minnesota at Acme Comedy Club. First time there. Heard it's a great club. Nick Swartzen started there. Cannot wait. Again, tickets at adamraycomedy.com, Minnesota, April 16th through the 20th, Acme Comedy Club. Brad Williams, April 18th and 19th, will be in Appleton, Wisconsin at the Skyline Comedy Club. Tickets at bradwilliamscomedy.com, aboutlastnightpodcast.com for past and present episodes, and all your ALN merch. Shop adamray.com for all the Adam Ray merch. April 11th, big day. That is the pre-order day for my album, my second stand-up album, Read the Room, coming out April 26th. But you can pre-order that shit April 11th, this Thursday. So get on that pre-order, Read the Room, wherever you get your audio albums. Also today, Brad and I's episode of Something's Burning, Burt Kreischer's cooking show on the All Things Comedy Network, is out today. And it is unbelievable. So go over to YouTube and watch Brad and I on Burt Kreischer's Something's Burning. We get fucked up and something happens that Burt and I have never seen before with Brad, and it blows our minds. So go check that out. Something's Burning YouTube, All Things Comedy Channel, out today. And of course, She-Ra comes back April 26th on Netflix. Check that out. I play She-Ra's talking horse sidekick, Swift Wind. I'm all over this next season, so go check that out April 26th. And of course, subscribe to the podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, wherever you get your audio. Love and rate and comment on the iTunes page. Helps us climb the charts, all right? Email us at aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com, aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com. Send us your emails, your fan notes, where you get the pod, how you got into it, where you listen to it, what your favorite eps are, and we might respond back with some thank yous and some free merch, huh? Now we've got the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the one and only Sam Richardson.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. It's about last night.
I've been to your house. It's what dreams are made of.
Truly.
Yeah. Like, it's just the movie, What Dreams Are Made Of?
Yeah, when Robin Williams saw that.
It's like a bunch of
that,
paint-looking things.
It's basically just one. It's the set from What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams.
Oh, wow.
What Dreams Are Made Of is...
Is that? Oh, I thought that's what I was talking about.
No.
No.
That's
okay.
That's a different film.
What Dreams Are Made Of is my house.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And did you not listen to the sentence that was said 2 seconds ago?
Now, why is it What Dreams Are Made Of? Now, are you some delayed... adolescence, and you're just like living out every one of your fantasies now.
A little bit, all of that.
Blank check style.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's blank check style, but like with more. Yeah, because I don't know how in blank check that kid was able to do all that with $1 million.
He lived in the Philippines.
That's it. Exactly.
Yeah, because you look back on that now as an adult, like you bought a castle for $1 million.
What the fuck were you thinking?
that's your
multiple
$1 million
pizzas in a limo.
Yeah, multiple.
Like, and it didn't look like Dom. Domino's, like, I think he was getting high-end crust,
It was full-on, like, John and Vinny's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also the 90s, though, right? So yeah. I guess $1 million goes.
Yeah, it was 1 million times as far.
Dude, that scene, do you remember, like, first seeing commercials for the lottery or knowing that that was a thing as a kid where you could literally, like, go to a 7-Eleven and walk out a billionaire?
Yep.
I mean, not in that moment, but you could be planting the seed.
And, like, right then... Yeah, that's the moment you plant the seed that will then come to fruition by the end of the week.
Like you pick up a Reese's and you're like, I'll take this and one scratcher, and when I come back, I'll be buying this 7-Eleven and Reese's.
And by so doing, I'm buying every other winning ticket.
Yeah.
Little genius.
Did you ever like when you were a kid, did you ever like
do you remember those Monopoly games?
At McDonald's.
From McDonald's? Yeah. Yes.
That was everything.
That's when I really got on.
I got off the Burger King train and got on the McDonald's.
Like, simply, I must win Boardwalk and Park Place.
Yeah.
And every kid in school lied and said, I've got Boardwalk at home. You got Park Place?
And no one does. No one does. That's the thing.
We know you can't afford McDonald's, Richie.
They like let out all the Park Places. Like you got Park Place with every meal. And then there was like two Boardwalks. And the thing that... you are always scared about is you didn't know which was the rare one. And
right.
So when you got one, you're like, ooh, wait.
Hold on to it.
Should I be holding on to this? And you're like, no, everyone has Park Place.
Everyone has Park Place. And probably Boardwalk is like by some person who didn't even give a shit. Just like, take my fries, please.
Toss it away. Wait, I didn't win an instant win fry. Don't care.
No, thanks.
Chuck it.
A blue one. Crap.
McDonald's, I think, was also the first like spot that was like, we're going to start fucking with toys.
Yep.
And really make this Happy Meal a truly
must have.
Yeah, a must have meal.
Oh, yep.
Because it's like, you know, you're already going for the food as a kid.
I'm like, delicious little fries.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then now,
by the way, you should have been in that commercial.
I should have.
Delicious little fries.
Delicious little fries. I'm loving it.
Were you a kid actor?
No, I wanted to be so bad.
You did.
I really did. Everybody was like, oh, child actor's life is so terrible. I was like, I was begging for it.
Fuck yeah.
I was the one who was like, come on.
It's hard to convince a kid, like, when they're a child, like, no, you don't want this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like now when you see, like, some really wealthy people, they're like, I don't know, man, you know, I was happiest when I was making $45,000 a year. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Shut up. You've forgotten what it was like to not be able to pay your rent.
Right.
You've forgotten. It was like, I guess I won't eat this day, but because tomorrow I'm going to eat a bunch.
Yeah, and then next week is ramen week.
You know what I mean?
Wait, what did you do as a kid? Like, what was Sam Rich like as a kid?
I was super into Ninja Turtles and then by proxy martial arts.
Yep.
I did Taekwondo and Wing Chun Do and Jiu Jitsu.
What belt were you? What color?
I was a red belt in Taekwondo.
Damn. So was Raph your favorite then?
No, Leonardo was.
Ooh.
He's a leader.
He's a leader.
Yeah.
He's a leader.
So Sam is not a party dude.
I'm not a party dude. I'm just a straight up dude.
Do you remember your
katas and stuff?
Yes.
Not
There's
all
no
of them.
Way you were about to say katas.
It sounded like what
all the money to know what word he was going to say. And it was no way he was about to say.
Very here's curious. What.
Do you remember your katas? No.
I was like, no. Yes, I do.
Okay. You got me. But the way he said it sounded like something I wanted to hear. If he remembered. What I was going to say is, do you remember your sensei's? And then my brain stopped.
Oh yeah.
No. Do you remember the because you have to do a performance to get your belt.
Yeah.
So do you remember that?
That's a kata.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Brad. You were gonna say kata.
I was gonna say performance.
Remember your recital, your karate
recital? Do you remember your finishing move? Do you remember your Mortal Kombat finishing move?
Yeah, I can't do like the freeze anymore.
You lost that ability.
It kind of goes. If you don't use it, you lose the ability to freeze things.
So if you don't use it, you lose it. Actually in reference to Mortal Kombat abilities. I had no clue.
Like the atrophy. And then that got later applied to language. Like if you speak like French and you don't immerse yourself in French, then you forget it. That's more like somebody used it as an analogy and then it kind of stuck.
My wife did martial arts. She's a fourth Dan black belt.
Oh, yes.
Taekwondo. So yeah, I know about the katas.
Uh-huh.
I'm aware. And I'm like, she also... I've learned that people that are really good at martial arts and have made that their lives, they do not like to show it off. It's not a thing you like to just bust out at parties.
Yeah, you want
to
see me do this?
Yeah, no. Like, no one ever does that. And when someone finally, like, kind of reveals that you do that, and you're kind of goaded into it, you're like, Because, like, I had never seen my wife do anything. She kind of hid it from me.
Yeah.
And then we went to her uncle's house who has a heavy bag. Uh-huh. And I was kind of punching the heavy bag like, look at me, I'm Rocky. Yeah. Fucking dwarf Rocky. That's like Rocky 12. And then I go, honey, can you do a little thing? She's like, I'm not going to do a thing. I'm like, do a thing. Come on, do a thing. She's getting so mad at me. And then I use reverse psychology. Like, I bet you can't do a thing.
Uh-oh.
And then in high heels, she kicks this bag that hasn't moved an inch with me punching as hard as I can. And it just goes, whoa!
Like all the way.
Like back and forth. And I'm like, okay, so you're winning all arguments for life.
Yeah, from there on.
Yeah. So
physical violence wins every argument.
It does.
Yeah, and I think that's the main lesson from the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that's what I learned. Because like they were charming and funny and all that, but when it came down to it, they were just fighting.
Yeah. Well, they were funny and charming up until business needed to be handled.
Yeah. Then
was like, all right, dude.
all right, get my. I'm gonna get my knives.
We got some pizza to eat. Yeah, I got skateboards to ride on.
So let me kill. Like they had sharp weapons, all of them.
Yeah.
So those things are used for cutting.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no way they were just getting away with like blunting.
Yeah.
I know. I would love to see a real. Oh. I mean, I couldn't watch the new Ninja Turtles. I actually walked out of the first new one.
Yeah, I had a hard time.
Which I am. I mean, walking out of a movie is a. I don't feel like that's like a crazy move, but it definitely is like. Like, what do you really, like, how bad, you don't want to see,
yeah.
And that there's so many yeah. special effects, I was like, but I just couldn't sit through it, because I was like, this is so insane, they didn't, and I got so attached to the first one.
Hashtag not my turtles.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
But I want to see yes. some true killing and gruesome, like, I want right. to see them get back to the, A, in the Jim Henson Creature Shop suits, but, like, Raph actually, like, you know, cutting off a head with a sigh, or,
yeah, you know, at least stabbing the throat.
Stabbing the throat, man. Stabbing the throat. They always just did, like,
can you imagine you if know, it was, like, Turtles, but directed by the Game of Thrones directors?
I mean, oh my God. Then you'd lose two turtles.
Can you
like right off the bat?
Can you imagine?
You'd be like, crap.
Hey, yeah, and for some odd reason, they're having sex with each other. Yeah, like, wait, what?
Well, I have never seen Game of Thrones, so I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Might be a little
insane. Sure. Buddy, at this point, you are the outlier of the universe.
I know I am. Yeah. I need to get on board.
Who's Barack Obama? I don't follow politics.
That was something that always bothered me as a kid.
I'm more of a Michelle girl.
Yeah. I mean, those arms. How are you not?
Yeah.
Good arms. Like, because...
She could play Raph.
She could.
She could.
Hey,
we're close to it. An all-female Ninja
people.
Turtles?
Oh,
close to it.
The reboot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should happen.
Yeah.
I totally think that should happen.
While we're on the superhero, and I know you love your superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Your superheroes.
Just one superhero.
Yeah, that's right.
Not plural.
Marvel, right? It's all grouped together.
Avengers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all those guys?
Wait,
aren't they separate? Isn't like DC and Marvel like
yes.
separate?
Oh, yeah, separate. DC and Marvel are separate.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you love all that?
Oh, I love all of it.
Or is
yeah.
it okay?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know if it was like Jets and Sharks with DC and Marvel.
I mean, it is. You're not supposed to mention one to the other.
And, oh shit!
You know, I mean, they're never the two shall meet.
It's like Jetsons and the Flintstones.
Exactly.
But then right. they did meet,
and boy, oh boy,
and boy, we have not recovered.
We sure have
as a country.
And like very
no sequel. People didn't want to see that.
People
again.
Didn't want to see that because we couldn't handle
real.
It.
Yeah.
Nah.
I think because like in the Jetsons Flintstones movie, the Jetsons go back in time to meet the Flintstones.
Mm-hmm.
I think if the Flintstones came forward to meet the Jetsons, there would be anarchy.
Yeah.
Dude, that's such a fucking phenomenal breakdown, and you're so exactly right.
I think
and that's
so.
Why it didn't happen.
That's why it didn't
This
happen.
Had to have been discussed in the room.
They had to be like,
all right, yeah. So we send the Flintstones forward, and everyone's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Easy,
no.
Dan. What
no.
do you think this is?
Fred,
some fucking
Fred powers the car with his feet. All of a sudden, it's going to be flying.
He's going to be flying. He's going to yeah. see that he's a caveman.
Yeah.
So his like he would freak out.
Yeah.
And just start rampaging.
Oh, boy, would I love to see that though.
Probably bring some sort of like prehistoric contagion disease.
Oh yeah, for sure. He's got everything. Know?
He's got everything.
He's like, I got HPV. They're like, no problem, Fred. Press that button and close your eyes.
Hey, Fred, what are we going to do about my herpes?
Just scratch a little bit, Bond. Wipe your hands on this here space towel.
Yeah. So I had a question. Superhero. Favorite superhero.
Yes.
Sorry, Brad.
All good.
Favorite superhero.
I was waiting.
And who would you... Two-part question.
Yes, sir.
Favorite superhero, and who would you like to play? Because I feel like you're entering a level of fame and comedic...
and
acting, just it's all fused
might
together.
Might I say body, because you got the weight loss going.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're svelte. You're superhero
like,
ready.
Like you're Chris Pratt right after Parks and Rec, where he's like, hey guys,
yeah, I'm
you're
to the next
black
thing.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Chris Black.
Hashtag Black Pratt.
Black Pratt.
Say that five times.
Maybe just do
Black
that
Pratt, where you at?
Maybe just do that movie.
Yeah.
What happens when Chris Pratt loses weight and becomes black? Sam Richardson is Black Pratt. Just a documentary about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wait, so who's your fave?
My fave, honestly, growing up, Captain America was like my favorite. And yeah. Honestly, you've been in my house. I've got like the shield. I've
yes.
got a massage chair.
The massage chair.
Wait, you have a Captain America massage chair?
Oh, it sure feels like do. Captain America himself is rubbing your shoulders.
It massages you with justice?
With justice in the American way.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's an unreal.
How is that even like... How does that even exist? How far down the line of Captain America merchandise where they're like, well, we got to have a massage chair.
Got to have a massage chair. I was buying furniture for my house. I like just bought a house, and I was like, I was on Sunset, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go to an actual furniture store. And on the way, in the mirror, I saw like a bunch of massage chairs.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me look at a massage chair. Just being irresponsible.
That was your first mistake.
It sure was.
No.
And then I went inside, and then there were like three massage chairs, like miniature, kind of miniature.
I just call those chairs, but yeah.
But then they had a massage.
They're chairs.
Yeah, it's fair. They were three unhuge ones.
Here's what I'll say about that massage chair. Here's how good of a purchase it is, and how just soft Captain America's hands are.
Mm-hmm.
I went home super drunk that night, like 4 a.m. from a party at Sam's house.
Mm-hmm.
I think your birthday party.
Birthday party, yeah.
And went online and bought what I thought was the same chair. Turned out to be a smaller, less justice-y version.
Yeah.
I think I bought the fucking Captain Planet massage chair.
It doesn't use any electricity. It runs on hamster power. Your powers combined will get that knot out. Yeah. Yeah. Well, to be fair, it was like it wasn't wind, water, fire, heart. It was the heart massage.
It was
chair.
The heart massage. Yeah, it was just my tea.
It was my tea.
Is like, I'll try Suchi, help. And then like,
dude, that guy had such a rough go. Everyone's like fighting natural disasters.
Yeah.
He's like, heart. They're like, dude, we're not trying to reconcile a fucking marriage. He's like, we're trying to stop a tsunami. Like, but
some guy has mountains that could like come out of the ground like instantaneously. There's like instant hurricanes and tidal wave, and he's like, and now I do it with power of love.
Here's a theory.
Yeah,
here's
easy, Huey Lewis.
Here's a new theory. What if he just wasn't using his power right, and his power is to manipulate all people?
Oh boy, with heart?
With heart.
Oh, so
or
like
maybe
he was holding back.
So he just didn't know how to use it right.
Yeah.
So then he uses the ring, and he's like, if somebody's like, I'll kill you, heart. I'll protect you with all my life.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? Like, he's able to, like, he could control all people's, like,
emotions.
Although,
I
like
that.
We would all, like, we're all laughing at him, but he's like, guys, did you know that with the heart ring, I could make anyone fall in love with me?
Any single one.
Like, oh.
He was the original Me Too-er.
Yeah, exactly.
The original Cosby.
A lot of people, like, shake their heads later. Like, what happened?
Go on a date with me, Emily Ratajkowski. No.
No.
Heart.
I love you.
You're the hottest 15-year-old I've ever seen.
That bowl cut.
Yeah, that bowl cut. Also, what if he just forgot his power and panicked?
Yeah, exactly. Every time, like he's
like, what if they were like wind? Because that is a powerful moment. That
yeah,
is,
yeah.
That, and it's all timing. I think the powers are definitely going to the beat of the drum of the boom, boom, boom.
Absolutely.
And if you fucking so maybe he was like, and, you know, maybe it was something else, and he just said heart.
Yes, yeah, exactly. He was like, I don't remember what it is.
Maybe it was fart. Maybe he just said it wrong.
Maybe it was fart. Fart. And then like. Plump, and like all of a sudden everybody's shitting themselves.
A giant smell.
Damn it, my tea was hard. I'm sorry. I just was thinking about what's happening with me right now. I was holding in one.
I held the one in and it blew up my butt.
That's a good Mati. All right, we can play Mati in
Thank
the
you.
Planet
I'm
Tears movie.
Yeah.
How we were just talking before you got here about season 8 of Veep.
Seven.
Steven says in a Veep.
Final season. Which, let's just go out and say.
Is a huge deal.
One of the best comedies, and I'm going to say this right now,
dude.
Of all time.
Yeah, dude.
Not just right now, of all time.
Yeah, man.
The writing is unbelievable.
Does it get old hearing that?
Never.
Yeah. No, right?
No, honestly not. Especially now, when I know it's like. It was like at its end, so I'm like, please give me all the compliments.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But like also, you know, being in this business, like how tough it is to get on a show and have it go and like,
yeah.
And then have it go and be great and critically acclaimed and like have Tom Hanks be sending you fucking personal messages.
Yeah.
I mean, what are some of the best celebrity shout outs that you've gotten where you're like, holy crap, like everyone's watching this show?
Some pretty great ones. Ewan McGregor. I ran to him at a party. He's like, "Oh my God, Sam!" I was like, "You know me?" He's like, "Oh," and I was in this. I was like, "Buddy, yeah, Ewan McGregor, I know you." He's like, "Oh,
yeah, you're Obi-Wan fucking Kenobi.
Obi-Wan fucking Kenobi.
Fucking Kenobi,
sir."
What if he introduced himself like that?
I'm Obi-Wan fucking Kenobi.
I mean, if he ever opens up a restaurant, it should be Kafucking Nobis.
Kafucking Nobis. Yeah.
right next to Nobu.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobu and Kafucking Nobis.
He could never get into Nobu, so he opens that.
He's like, "Oh, yeah, I'll show you. Yeah.
I'm Kafucking Nobi." That is insane. And as you were filming this last season, is it like emotional? Because you guys know, like, holy crap, it's ending.
Yeah, and like we had the benefit of like knowing that we were filming our last season. So we were able to be like,
"Oh, that is huge."
Yeah, you know? Because like otherwise you're like, "This is fun, see you next year
yeah,
canceled." And you're like, "Oh, I've got stuff in my storage unit for Detroiters. I'm like, will I ever get that shit back?"
Hilarious.
You know what I mean? I thought about it. I was like, I bought a TV,
yeah,
and it's like in a storage unit for the show.
Yeah,
is it on the lot?
Like, as it's in some storage unit in Detroit. You know,
oh, no shit.
We filmed the whole show in Detroit.
Yeah, and you guys were so, and we'll get back to Veep, but
for sure. Sorry.
Also Detroiters, which R.I.P. But that show. Fuck that show was good.
Oh, and thank you.
Some of the cameos in that show.
Oh yeah.
I mean, as a wrestling fan, of course, I shout out to Big Sexy Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash, Diesel, Big Diesel.
Like, the sad part is, I'm going to be on a cruise next year with Kevin Nash.
Really?
I'm going to be on the Chris Jericho Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea.
When is this? How can I come on this?
You're on it.
Perfect.
January 20th through the 24th of 2020.
I'll
get you a fucking cabin.
Please do. I'm gonna lock off these dates in my calendar right now.
I'm hosting the show. I'm hosting the cruise. There's wrestling on the cruise. There's metal.
Oh, my God.
It's insane.
Me and my buddy, Brett Gunnell. Okay, anyway, we'll discuss this later.
But, like, when I see Big Sexy Kevin Nash, I'm not going to run up and be like, "Diesel." I'm not going to run up and be like, "Wolfpack." I'm going to run up and be like, "Detroiters." Like, I'm going to do it.
Do it. He'll appreciate it. He really had a good time.
Either that or Super Shredder. Yep, one or the
fair
other.
Enough.
Because he is Super Shredder.
He is Super Shredder.
Is he really?
Kevin Nash. Yep. Yeah. He was Super Shredder.
Secret
no
views.
Lines. No lines, but just knocking over peers.
Wait, in
Ninja Turtles 2, the Secret of the Us.
Yeah.
He gets like, he all the mutagen gets into him.
He
and then
drank
he,
all of
he
it.
He drank all of it.
That movie is unbelievable. Who played Keno in that? I'll give anyone $5.
Ernie Reyes Jr.
Okay, I'll give you $5.
Shit. Take that $5.
Take Venmo.
Don't. I sure do.
Actually, you know what? With Turtles Trivia.
I need cash on that one.
I'll just pick up your beer at Kafucking Novi's.
Perfect. Fucking perfect.
Yeah, but having that show and it being so good, like, was there any stories that you were still like, "Fuck, we didn't get to do this"?
Yeah, you know, there's like a lot of stuff we were like, constantly, like, I mean, I don't think we're gonna get a chance to do it somewhere else. So
it's so Detroit based,
you
but,
know.
Oh, you mean network wise?
Network wise, yeah. I don't think anybody else is gonna pick it up. I was really trying to get ready to pitch like later on a thing, like a Detroiters Live, where like we're doing the show like on the stage.
Do it,
you know?
That's a great idea.
But like in the show as well.
Oh, and that's such a tribute to you guys for how local that show was, but at the same time, how amazing it was. Like, because I would watch the show. I've only been in Detroit once, and I loved it. And then I would talk to comics that were from Detroit, like J. Chris Newberg, and he'd be like, "No, dude, there's so many subtle things that, like, down to, I remember one time he told me, like, they used a potato chip.
Oh, yeah.
That is only in Detroit.
Better made.
There.
Better yeah, made when you guys chips. Were pitching the ad companies for that, it was so
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, was that one of the benefits of doing it in like just knowing all those ins and outs and those small things that you can kind of include?
Yeah, because those things are included for us, you know, because we love those things. Like, I'll eat Better Made potato chips all day long, every day.
Are they better?
They are better made, for sure.
Accurate title.
Accurate title. They ain't waste made. I can say that much. Yo.
But then just all the fake ads and the news report that's always commenting.
I don't like to comment on. I don't normally comment on the commercials. Then he does every time.
Tim Meadows was so good.
Tim Meadows was so good.
Was that a fucking dream? Like,
absolutely right? Dream. And like, he's so funny.
He is.
Yeah.
What is it? Does he like? I'm always curious with guys that are just like that effortlessly hilarious. Like, does he preppers. He just kind of like come in and know his shit, and he's hanging out, and then he just cameras go on, and he does it, or
just kind of knew it. He was just there and ready to rock with it. You know, it's pretty incredible. Yeah, like
you don't try to give a guy like that too much.
You don't, because you don't need to.
Yeah,
no. You know, that's why you know who he is. You're coming in, they're like, perfect. Just kind of do you, like maybe like a nudge here or there so it matches like the whole thing. But he didn't even need any of that.
That's awesome.
He is a full genius.
Did you get what sort of like local Detroit? I don't know, people like the mayor, did certain people like, you know, reach out to you guys and try to.
Yeah, like we got like. These plaques from the mayor.
No way.
Yeah.
Like legit, like not even movie prop. Like, no, here
like
you go.
These are like plaques.
Yeah.
Didn't get the key of the city.
Oh.
There's still time.
What's the mayor's name? Time. We shot him out on Facebook and Twitter.
I mean, I think when the new movie Super Intelligence comes out, then you will get the key to the
then
city.
Then that'll be the day. I'll show up at City Hall. Yeah. Be like, guys.
I mean,
I got this key ring.
That is like the true I've made it, right? When you get a key to your city.
Yeah, I really want one.
Or throwing out a pitch. Have you thrown out a pitch at a Tigers game?
No, but I want to do that too. That one I got to practice. I don't want to show up on like YouTube. It's like, Sam Richardson fucks up.
Listen, as someone who's done it, I got to do it in Angel Stadium the 2 days before. I threw 90 pitches.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like,
90 miles an hour. I was like prove whoa. It.
If you combine the speed of all 90 pitches, it got up to 90. Because I was like Thomas Ian Nicholas at the end of Rookie of the Year. Just float it. That was me. But yeah, it is the most. For something that you know does not matter, it matters so much to you.
It really does.
And the second I let the ball go, my first thought was, oh fuck. Like, I was like, it did not make it, but then it did.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
If it bounces or comes up short, everyone goes, I knew it. This is why you don't let dwarfs on field. That's not what I was going to say.
And they all say it in unison. Yeah. So really? Like, whoa.
A whole stadium. Like, you guys were all on the same wavelength. Or was it
reading from a script?
Was it on a bouncy ball or anything like that? But yeah, that's something that I think you could do that.
I want to. I'd like to.
There's fucking 80 home games a year.
Yeah.
You can't do one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How many local heroes can you really have?
You know?
And that's what I ask the Mariners all the time. I'm like, dude, how many guys or, you know, kids that are high-achieving high school? Like, that's usually what it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for you, it's like, how many times can Def LeShrimp throw out the first pitch at a game?
Right. Well, a lot. And that's, how dare you? How dare you question the amount of times Seattle fans want to see Def LeShrimp live?
Hashtag don't question the shrimp.
I met Def LeShrimp at Red Robin in 1993, and he couldn't have been sweeter.
He was camped out.
He was outside of a Tower Records waiting for the new Jewel CD.
Huge Jewel fan. Everyone
knows. I said, Deadlift? And he was like, no. And I was like, dude, that sounds like a shrimp.
Welcome back to the new game show, The Swim of the Nation. That sounds like a shrimp.
Is that man in that sleeping bag, Deadlift Shrimp? Sir, what's your name? Michael.
Michael? What's your last name?
Not Shrimp.
Gotcha.
Got him.
Take off that fake mustache.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here. Hope you're enjoying the episode. Just want to take a minute to talk to you about smoking. It's not good for you. Do you smoke? Yeah. You probably do, because you're a person and you're looking for that oral fix that isn't something creepy in an alley. Well, if you're trying to get control of your nicotine addiction, there's a new product out called Lucy. All right, it's a gum. There's all sorts of nicotine gums on the market, but this is the newest and most improved nicotine gum from a company that is reliable, trustworthy, and killing it. The best in the biz right now, called Lucy. Go to lucy.co right now if you're looking for a boost in nicotine that you can enjoy anywhere and still get that long-lasting flavor of gum. That's what Lucy Gum is. The product was designed by a team of scientists from Harvard, Stanford, and Caltech who were trying to quit smoking, and they just couldn't find a way to do it appropriately that still kind of gave them that fix and tasted not like shit. The only thing they could find were pharmaceutical nicotine gums that tasted and looked like medicine, and nobody wants to fucking taste medicine if they don't have to. So they decided to redesign the product that contained only nicotine, gum base, and food-grade ingredients. that gave it the superior flavor, texture, and boost better than anything else on the market. All right, so if you smoke, vape, or chew tobacco, obviously, you should consider making the switch to Lucy, because not only does this product give you that nicotine fix that you want, but the flavors are great, and you can literally use the product anywhere that you chew gum, right? The office, if you're on a plane, subway, the Uber, you know, on a first date, on a third date, on a Tinder date, on a Craigslist date. If you met some stranger in a bathroom, you know, just chew the gum there before you guys get to know each other and take care of business. If you want Lucy gum right now, which you should, if you're trying to get control of your habits, go to Lucy.co, Lucy.co, and use promo code ALN at checkout to get $10 off your first purchase, all right? That's Lucy.co, promo code ALN at checkout, and get $10 off your first purchase, all right? It's time to take control back. So get that nicotine gum with the good flavors, Lucy gum. And now back to the episode. Would you host a game show?
I would. If it, yeah. But it have to be like a fun, like
a throwback, or like a, because you see all these, I mean, that's becoming a thing now with Ellen and Baldwin and Jamie Foxx. Yeah. Like,
they're all doing those.
Kevin
throwbacks.
Hart did one, right?
Did Kevin Hart do one?
I don't think it was around for too long.
Jamie Foxx did one.
Jamie Foxx did, yeah. No, did Shazam.
The Shazam
and
one.
And Rob Lowe's doing one right now where people are like floating in a giant robot arm.
Is that real?
It's ridiculous.
Floating in a giant robot arm?
Like, there's a giant, like...
Oh, you mean he's not hosting Does Your Mom Want to Fuck Me?
No, that got canceled, but yeah. Then this one got the re-up. Where, like, it's this giant, like, robot arm, and you're sitting in the middle of it, and you go to all these different screens. Like, you float around, and what? Rob Lowe hosts it.
Well, it's like a crane? Like, it picks you up, and it moves you?
Yeah, so if I played, it would just be the crane that picks up toys. Like, it would just be that. And like, son of a bitch!
But I won!
Yeah. I want a Brad Williams.
Yeah, like a throwback, right?
Yeah.
Would you host Price is Right?
I would host Price is Right.
Come on, right?
Yeah. I would. It'd be fun.
It seems like just the most fun.
Yeah.
And I feel like it takes a day or two to learn the games.
Yeah, exactly. And if you do, the producers there are like, wrong. You got to do this.
Yeah.
Behind door number one. It's behind door number one, so don't make it door number one.
Yeah.
Lean towards two.
Yeah.
I think that would be the hardest part about being a game show host, is that you'd obviously want everyone to win.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be the one that's like, yeah, I know you needed that money to pay for grandma's funeral, but it was door number one.
Like, in your face, you idiot.
Yeah.
Like, I get to keep whatever you don't win.
And that's why Howie Mandel has been a successful game show host for so long.
That's right.
That's in his rider. Whatever they don't win, he keeps.
He keeps.
That's why he's so rich.
When you guys were shooting in Baltimore, did you, because we've been there, and it ain't L.A.
It's true.
But it's not.
That's the nicest, most like,
but I feel like, way. I feel like when you're shooting that show and you're around all those people, like, you can't help but fun. Like, you make your own fun, and you make home where it is because of what you're doing, right? Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, so were there places that you guys would go to? How much also would you just hang out outside the show? Like, were your days so long that you kind of had to?
Well, when we were shooting the show, we would hang out with each other all the time.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, that's who we were. It's our family when we're out there. Yeah. Nobody's going home to their kids.
Yeah,
right.
So we'd go. Mostly we'd hang out in Fells Point. Mm-hmm. Just like a little cool hipster town.
Oh, cool.
There you go. Lots of craft cocktails.
People so putting, many craft cocktails. So many, like, college students getting fucking blackout drunk from the street.
Yes. Will people freak out? Yes. Could you be normal people there?
Yeah, I certainly could, because people are like, I don't... You haven't even barely done shit on the show.
Hilarious.
Well, that, and I feel like you kind of have the Clark Kent Superman thing where you take off the glasses and the suit.
Yeah, man.
And then pecs.
Yeah. And then you're Chris Pratt jacked.
Yeah.
And no one knows you as the guy from Veep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's true. That's so you're good.
That's the benefit there.
How are the bars in Baltimore? Pretty sweet.
Sweet. They're, you know, they're I love a industrial town-ish kind of bar. You know, like a Detroit-esque.
Yeah.
Like, you show me a bar in Pittsburgh, show me a bar in Baltimore, show me a bar in Cleveland.
You're home.
I'm like, perfect all day.
So they have that same vibe.
They do.
So your dive bar over, like, nightclub?
Yes. 1 million times.
All day.
All day.
Yeah, where did I meet you at for drinks one night? In Was it high? Not Hyperion.
Not Hyperion Public. Was it Public House?
Public House.
Public House. Yeah,
that's dude, a that's a it's killer bar.
Yeah,
yeah. They are not a sponsor, but if they want to be, go right ahead.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
We will happily sing your praises. But, yeah.
That's how I used to host all my birthday parties. Was at Public
really?
House. Yeah.
Whoa.
Used to just like take it over.
How cool is it when you finally find a bar where it's like
everybody knows your name?
This is my bar.
I mean, it's I moved closer to it. I was like, this is where I'm spending my time over. I'm going to save on Ubers.
And my AA meetings were right next door.
Right next door. Yeah. I could just roll in one from the other, then go back to the bar afterwards.
That's so awesome.
Talk to my bar friends about what happened in the meeting.
Now, your character on Veep is one of... we just had Tony Hale on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And we asked him about, like... there's so many assholes on the show. And he goes, no, but Sam's character is like the only good person on the show. But like these insults that are coming so fast and furious, are you ever just like, hey, guys, can I like do
like so much? I want to get like a fucking sharp uppercut
at
somebody. And like, I don't get it. I don't get those.
I would love to see your character. I hope this happens. And obviously you can't spoil anything, but I hope he snaps at some point and just goes, fuck this! Like just starts railing off
glasses
on people.
Come off.
Yeah, finally hits back at Jonah.
I can't say if it happens or not.
All right.
Well, we can certainly hope. Well,
how long were the days when you'd shoot?
Yeah, it depends because the cast is so big and things get split up.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, like probably the day on set would be 12 hours or so, but then you'd be there for like four of them or like eight of them, depending on how much stuff you were in that day. Especially with it being two campaigns.
Oh, that's right, because you got Jonah and Selena.
Uh-huh.
Which the first episode is aired, so we're not spoiling anything. But the campaign with Jonah, God, I love that. Just because he's such a dick, and he's but then you had this thing in the first episode where he ends up marrying his half sister,
his stepsister.
Yeah, his stepsister. He announces it, and he like does this interview where he just makes it what seems to be worse. And then in the last scene of the show, you're like, actually, he's improving with white males.
Yeah,
that he's dating a relative. He's polling very high. And that joke we talked about a little bit before he came on. That is so like so smart and so like. You're not allowed to really laugh at that joke because that means you know what's going on Pornhub.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Because there's like, I talk about Pornhub in my act. I don't care. There's a lot of incest porn on Pornhub right now.
And really? the searches so are through much. The moon.
Yes. It's all like, motherfuck son. You're like, what? Yeah. Who is watching this?
No, give me some of the motherfucks friends or motherfucks son's
pal.
Best. Motherfucks pal.
Pal.
Motherfucks son's best
pal
friend.
Pal number three. Yeah,
all day. I don't need to see directly motherfucks.
Yeah, no.
Wait, now what? Is that on the front page? Can you? How,
I mean.
Are
I
think you forced to watch a preview much. Before you click on the one? Is there like an ad?
Well, you just see the title and it pretty much self-explanatory.
Yeah, thing. But I saw there's also like a search like thing of like what people search in what areas.
Like
women in Detroit, their number one search is for the word Detroit. So they're searching Detroit in Pornhub. I'm like, what are you looking for exactly?
What's a Detroit porn?
I don't know. Like,
so it's just like, oh well, the Tigers lost again. Let's fuck to get over it. Like, oh,
just want to see Kid Rock just eat himself out.
That's a Detroit-based porn.
That's Detroit.
It's
porn,
like it's like a Kid Rock lookalike and an Eminem lookalike just going at it together.
Just having at who's.
It's so weird how some people want to do a reflection of their real life in their porn. I don't want that.
I know. I live my real life.
Yes. I'm aware of it. People are like, oh, you watch midget porn? No.
No.
Why?
Have you ever checked it out?
Of course. Because I know and? Half the people.
Hilarious.
I know the guy that directed that.
Yeah.
That's how
you have any craft services on this thing?
Yeah.
What is the highest viewed midget porn? Like, what is the...
Oh, jeez.
Like,
oh,
is it something normal, or is it something crazy?
I mean, you say something normal, it's a midget porn. It's not normal.
Is it like, you know, midget grabs cereal off top shelf, blows mother, son? Or is it like...
So you've seen it?
Or is it like something crazy, or like, you know, midgets jump out of, shoot out of cannon into pussy? Like, is it, what is
you've
the...
definitely seen it.
Like, I'm trying to think, like, how crazy do they get
basically, they bring out one of those t-shirt cannons and they load the dwarves into it, and then she just spreads eagle in.
Just and then it's a trip to the hospital.
Cedar Sinai is that porn concludes.
After you fire the dwarf right in, then you have Jim Ross commentating, go, good God almighty!
Oh my God!
She is broken in half!
Oh my God! That woman has a family!
I mean,
somebody get out here!
I mean, she doesn't talk to him anymore. That's why she's doing porn, but good God almighty!
She is estranged!
Somewhere there is a family there, damn it!
Oh my God! What's she even doing on here? This is wrong! She's supposed to be on SmackDown!
Don't you want Jim Ross to commentate your life?
So much. I feel that's what is missing from professional wrestling right now is a wonderful color comment. Well, he's even play by play, but like you're missing that like enthusiasm because you can't call wrestling like it's actually sports. You know what I mean?
No.
You need somebody to be like you need Jesse the Body and Vince McMahon. Where somebody's like, oh my God, yo, Hogan is really, what a villain he is.
Yeah.
That's, and like for every bad guy, he's like, well, he's using, really using his brain. You need a character.
Yes, you need that.
You need Jim Ross acting like everything is deadly. And
yes, you can't have the guy that's doing like all like, well, and that move is a Kimura that he probably learned at a jiu-jitsu school that he studied. And like, no. It's comic book villains.
It's comic book villains. You need to make me feel.
Oh, good God! That is a steel cookie sheet!
Exactly! Oh, that cookie sheet's meant for cooking! That thing takes temperatures up to 700 degrees! He has hit him on the head with it! His brains are out! There's no way his brains aren't out!
You
the
need
more descriptive,
that.
The better, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes!
Yeah. You get a regular wrist lock. He is gonna snap that wrist! The tendons and the bones, they are in dire straits.
He'll have to learn how to do calligraphy with the other hand.
I think he's right-handed. That's his main hand.
That's his main hand.
You know what? Funny. Now that maybe after Veep and Detroiters, you got a little bit of free time, can you call WWE?
I mean, I'm going to give him a shout.
I mean, you know, I think you'd kill it.
I think so. I think so, too.
I think you should do that.
I'm gonna start calling them.
Would you guys do full cast dinners, or would you like hang separate? Like, since the cast is so big, like, do you guys send one big group email? Like, we're all going here tonight, or is it?
Sometimes if we're like trying to do a big thing, like, we know everybody's off.
Yeah,
you know, they'd be like, oh, like we're all going to this restaurant. Yeah. Sometimes it'll be small groups because you know, like some people are shooting.
Yeah.
Late mm-hmm. night, and like we're.
And I also know you. You like to hang.
I love
it. You're a great hang and a
Thank
good
you.
Boozer.
Thank
so
you.
It's like I would assume. You're like, yo, if we got not an early time and we're off early, like, let's go kick
let's
it somewhere,
go
right?
Go kick mm-hmm. it. I'm always let's go kick
yeah,
it guy.
But there's, that's which is great.
Good, and, guy,
but,
good guy to be.
But there are some people that are like, no, I'm going to just get to bed early and chill and not let things maybe escalate.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll have one, right? And then bounce.
Yeah, and then leave. I'm like, but it's not two.
Yeah.
They didn't kick us out yet.
Yeah,
they didn't kick us out. Yeah. Sit in the room.
Yeah.
and we don't want to. I kind of made a joke that you had some free time now, but you don't because you're working steadily.
Yeah,
and I kind of alluded to it, but let's get to it. There, you have a movie that's coming out soon. Super Intelligence.
I think it comes out like Christmas time.
Okay, well, soon-ish.
This year.
Yeah,
this year.
You're back with the Melissa McCarthy crew.
Yep.
Directed by her husband Ben Falcone.
By Ben, yeah.
And
Falcone.
Yeah. I pronounce the E. That's how the dwarves say it.
Yeah, he was scared by something at the end. Ben Falcone. E!
Yeah.
He saw the little mouse.
we are afraid of mice.
Tried to cover. He tried to cover for it real quick, but he just wouldn't let it go.
Nope. This is now is it second or third movie you've done kind of with that crew?
This is the third movie.
Third movie.
I did Spy, Ghostbusters, this one.
Is it nice to come back and see like a lot of the same old faces on a movie set?
It is. It really is. You know, it just gives me a sense of comfortability so I can really treat the crew like shit. I feel like I've got the safety net.
Gaffer!
Gaffer, the fuck are you doing? You either gaff right or you don't gaff at all, man. If you were closer, I'd spit in your fucking face.
Is there a...
Is that your main hand?
That's your main hand? Yeah. I'm going to arm lock it.
That is his gaffing hand!
That's his gaffing hand!
God damn it!
Oh, Lord of God!
Christ! How will he pay for his family's meals? Those things ain't getting gas right at all in this place. Oh, Lord.
Jim Ross needs to be everywhere.
He does. I love him.
So, is there... When you're on a set and there's people that you know already, does that kind of loosen you up a little bit? Where you're like, I don't have to reserve, like they already know me.
And like, you know, you never want to be disrespectful on a set. Mm-hmm. So like, you certainly don't want to be over familiar before you know anybody. But then it's also, at the same time, you don't want to seem like you're like unwilling to like participate. You don't want to feel like, oh, that guy's cold and not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So like, it's always a balancing act those first, and in any situation. Yeah. So on a movie, it just helps everything. To just have that familiarity.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know Melissa, I know Ben, so I can be like, ah, hey, how are you? What's this thing? Okay, let's play this scene.
A lot of freedom to play, yeah?
A lot of freedom to play, yeah. That's good. That's good.
What's the part that you play in that movie?
Ben and I are NSA agents.
Nice.
Now, you've played a TSA agent.
Played a TSA
twice.
Agent. Two times.
So now you're an NSA agent.
Yep.
You're just going through all the essays.
I'm just all the essays. I'm trying to get to NASA at the end of it. NASA.
Hey, Black Pratt goes to space.
Black Pratt goes to space. An opera. An opera.
I'm into it. Go on.
Yeah.
Wait, when were you... NSA is what again?
People who listen through your Alexa.
Yeah, national security.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So
people do that. That's a known thing, right?
That's a known thing.
Yeah. I mean, the man's on Veep. He knows what the government does.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I literally was talking about macaroni and cheese a couple weeks ago, as you do. Hey, it was a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And wasn't much on TV. You start talking cheese. And next thing you know, on Instagram, an ad for Albertson's macaroni and cheese pops up.
I mean,
it's scary.
And then I'm like, did I forget? Like, you know, and I worked at Albertson's in high school in Seattle, but I don't remember talking about like, oh, you know who used to have the best mac and cheese? Right. Albertson's. But so I'm like, how do those two things? I mean, maybe it was just.
Because Albertson's is
maybe
like,
I said it another time in the I don't know
they're
how
not
does that,
blasting an advertisement out to a bajillion people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They can't afford to do that.
It's just you.
So it's just you or just a few people. So it's like so super targeted.
And it was so quick, man. Like that's what was so scary about it.
I imagine some command center somewhere where someone just goes, "Ray's talking about cheese again."
Ray's talking about cheese.
Get him the Albertson's deal.
Shoot him in Albertson's and hit him with a Kraft.
Should we slide into his DMs or just put the ad in his feed?
Put the ad in his feed. Slide in the DMs at 2 a.m.
That's when he's up. Yeah. That's when he's looking for mac and cheese.
That's when
Sam's
probably said goodbye.
Yeah, we know him.
Yeah.
Now, like, when you get a part as a TSA agent a second time, uh-huh. Are you excited about that? Are you like, well, now I know what to do?
I'm familiar. This is old hat. Now this guy's real to me.
Do you go to the airport and be like, shit, you're doing it wrong?
I'll go to the airport and I'll be like, recognize me? You see me?
Do I have to take my shoes off?
Did I take my shoes off? Come on, one of you guys have been in my way.
They should, because how many TSA people have been in movies?
Yeah.
They should know you.
They should. I'm like, yeah. If somebody was playing me in a movie.
Right.
Like, somebody came up and said, I played Sam Richardson in a movie.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I know you.
Yeah. I'm familiar with every dwarf ever.
Yeah.
Who's been in a movie. Ever.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Warwick Davis, Billy Barty.
There you go. I love that you went Billy Barty, by the way.
I love Billy Barty.
By the way, I love that you went Billy Barty.
And Billy Barty. We're hanging. Did we just become best friends?
I think we just did.
And you didn't mention Dinklage at all. I love you, Sam Richardson.
Yeah, you are in his circle of trust.
Because fuck that guy, right?
I can't say that.
All right, you're on HBO. Damn it. Damn it, well, I almost had you, Sam.
Brad just tossed you an alley-oop and you passed it back out.
I was like, here you go. Yeah. I want him to have the points.
I want to be in a movie with him at some point. Yeah. We're on the network. Wait. I see him at the parties.
By the way, I love that you went Billy Barty is a great title for a documentary about who Billy Barty is. And who is Billy Barty? Refresh my
greatest dwarf of all time.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, is he the guy from Seinfeld with the beard?
That was, no, that was not Kenny Baker. That was R2-D2.
Is
that
he
was
the guy from Danny Woodburn? Bad Danny Woodburn. Santa. Mm-hmm.
No, that is Tony Cox.
Love Tony Cox. He might be my favorite dwarf.
Yeah.
How dare.
Let me finish my sentence. You,
I will fight you.
That I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
my
right.
favorite dwarf that I don't know is a podcast I'm starting tomorrow.
With Tony Cox.
With Tony Cox.
100-part series.
Where I get to know Tony Cox. One question, 1 minute, 100 episodes.
100 episodes.
And by the end of it, he replaces Brad.
Our media person, Katie, she even popped up with.
Yeah.
How dare you say that in his presence?
By the way, the look I got from all three of you collectively made me pee out of my butt.
Billy Barty, he was in Life Stinks. He was in Masters of the Universe.
Nope. He was in Willow. He's not Warwick Davis. He's the
big wizard.
The big wizard.
Not the big wizard.
Big wizard.
But he's the wizard in the beginning who says, choose what finger.
Yeah, exactly. Can control like the power the to control the world. Oh, my what finger.
Yeah, and he's.
Oh, my God.
And he holds up his little dwarf Sasha's digits.
Was this guy a Neverending Story? You know, I'm pulling up his
IMDb. Probably, yeah.
I'm going IMDb on Barty.
Yeah, he was like the dwarf. And then what a lot of dwarves know, but not a lot of, as we call you guys, Reachers. what a lot of Reachers don't know, he started LPA, Little People of America.
No really? Way.
Yeah, he started it. He's like, I want a club where I can hang out with my dwarf buddies. Have crazy orgies.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, he was Rumpelstiltskin.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Yeah, deep dive on Barty.
That's Barty. I know him dive. From.
Yeah.
And yes, I got to meet him a few times. He was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Crazy story. My dad met him before, right when he found out that I was going to be a dwarf.
Uh-huh.
He played in... Billy Barty did a golf tournament, a charity golf tournament out here, which was awesome because you'd play, you'd raise some money for LPA, and then Barty puts in your last putt. At the end of the golf thing, he goes out there and he puts in your last putt. So my dad looks down and goes like, you know, I just found out my wife and I are going to have a dwarf. And he goes, are there any benefits? I've heard a lot of people talk about all the negative things. Are there any benefits? And Barty looks up at him and goes, everyone will remember your son.
Yes.
And how fucking cool
that's
is that?
Fucking awesome. So
he had
cool.
one just chambered.
Boom. Yeah.
Just ready.
Ready.
Like, and everyone will remember your kid. And that makes sense because Barty was in every movie.
Yep.
He was Dinklage before Dinklage Kids.
He was. This IMDb, that's hilarious. His IMDb is.
Didn't anticipate a deep Barty dive on this podcast. But
I'm happy to go in it.
Yeah.
And I got my fucking life vest on and I am floating and ready to soak up all the Barty.
It's a Barty party, folks. We're in it.
That's what he threw in his bedroom for the LPA conferences.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to the Barty party.
Yeah. Ladies, do you have a pass for the Barty party?
Yeah.
Pull my finger for admission to the Barty party.
When he passed away, that was the dwarf.
He's dead?
Yeah, he passed away. But when he passed away, that was the dwarf equivalent of when like Biggie died.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really ironic.
That but, is.
Hilarious.
But instead of like the long Lincoln hearse, which is like a golf cart going by, like, chucking flowers on, very like tiny flowers.
Not only was he an actor, first of all, this IMDb credit list is extensive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was on The Love Boat. He was on Charlie's Angels. He was on Man from Atlantis.
Yeah.
He was on The Red Fox Show. But he was also, he played Little Man in The Happy Hooker Goes to Washington.
Yeah.
How have I not seen this movie?
Hey,
I don't know. First of all, just the title alone.
He was also in Juan Tan Tan, The Dog Who Saved Hollywood. Oh, wait, he was assistant director on that.
Oh.
There you go. Behind the camera as well.
He was in Six
Pack. He's why Apple boxes were invented.
Yeah,
He was uncredited.
Industry joke.
Full Apple.
Yeah.
He was uncredited in Six Pack Annie as the pie vendor. He was in The Godmothers. He was in The Lost Saucer. 1975, there were some fucking weird times.
Yes, they were doing whatever. Anything get made in 1975.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. Very true.
He was in the, speaking of franchises cross-pollinating,
sure.
He was in the Brady Bunch meets ABC's Saturday Superstars.
Whoa.
What?
Dude.
Now I got to know what he did in that.
Well, now I know what my next YouTube hole is.
Going to go on a Barty party party hole.
He was on the Bob Hope show as Santa's elf.
Sure, okay. That's pretty cool. Right. Well, yeah. You know, that's a typical one. We all have one of those.
My three sons.
He was half a son.
This is insane. I mean, this shit.
He worked forever.
1932?
You goddamn what? Right. What? He was a child actor.
Mickey World, follow the Swallow.
I mean, that was also an adult movie.
He played Billy.
I've seen that.
That's on Pornhub when you're right. Yeah.
In 1928, he played Gillig's younger son in The Cockeyed Family.
I'll take movies that can never be made today for $1,000. The Cockeyed Family.
Oh, my God. Cockeyed Family.
He was in Tomato Omelet in 1929.
Literally, he was just in a tomato omelet. Yeah. He just walked by and went, what's a dwarf doing in that omelet?
In 1930, he made half a hero.
Half a hero?
By the way, in 1930...
Titular role.
In 1930... But wait, what's his name again? Oh, Billy Barty. Billy Barty followed up Follow the Swallow with Soup to Nuts. What the fuck?
All right, we have got to have a Billy Barty secondhand kisses party.
I mean, Billy Barty drinking party.
That's good. And it's just shots.
Yep.
Or as I call them, keggers. But it's just shots.
Oh my God.
And we all do it.
Sometimes I think that that's people just want to make movies just because of the title.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Gold Diggers of 1933. He was Baby in the Petting Park. What the fuck does that mean? And
why
what happened
funny?
To Billy Barty in 1933 during the filming of Gold Diggers of 1933?
Oh, my God.
Baby in the Petting Park. Uncredited. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, he was the baby. And he was 37.
Man. Introducing. William Barty.
What now? Is there a project that you have done just because of the title? Have you seen something?
Let's see.
I mean, that's pretty.
Because I've got one. If you need time to think,
Let me think.
Okay, because I was in the movie Hercules Saves Christmas.
Oh my God!
Just because it was
so starstruck.
Hercules Saves Christmas.
Wait, you?
And,
oh my God!
Now you might think, "Wow, Brad! So the Greek mythological character of Hercules saved Christmas?" Nope.
Okay.
That's what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Turns out Hercules is the name of a pit bull.
Ah, okay.
And the pit bull saved Christmas.
That's good.
Course, yeah.
What was the danger that Christmas was?
Yeah. Why did Christmas need a pit bull to
a rogue mailman?
It's a mailman.
He's not going to deliver Santa's lists, and the pit bull's like, "Fuck you, evil mailman!
Who's going to eat this cow's ear?" If it doesn't happen by the end of this day, Christmas is canceled. Santa's made some weird ultimatum.
Yeah, that is a project I definitely signed up for because I'm in. Hercules Saves Christmas. I'm in.
Done deal.
No audition necessary. It aired on Animal Planet.
Oh, I'm going to find this.
Oh yeah, you should.
You were so good in Office Christmas Party.
Thank you.
That
I think that might have been when I was like, title sounds great.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I mean
that movie is fun and chaotic as it looked to make.
It was. Yeah. I had a good
like
time.
That party scene, yeah.
That party scene, like, legitimately, people were just partying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many extras.
So many extras.
Probably getting true, so, like, I mean, do they have real booze for them to?
I don't think they'd had it, but I think they had it. People, you know what I mean?
You find a way to get it in.
Yeah, for sure. Sure. You're like on set all day. And like, it was, the whole office was all on a stage.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
So like the windows, if you look in the windows, you're like, oh, that's not real. So you'd be in there in the middle of the day, but it'd be nighttime from freaking 7 a.m. until... You know,
so does that like, with your, yeah, does that fuck you up? Like,
it really does.
Like when you're in a casino and you're like, what time is it? I don't know.
I'm like $5,000 in the hole. I keep on getting massages from the lady using the chips. That's probably why I've been betting on the table.
Yeah.
But I love the tip.
Yep. Man.
We were in Vegas together at one point.
We were in Vegas together. Yeah. Because I saw you show at the Tropicana.
Yeah, dude. We fucked up some craps.
Yes, we sure
I think that was my first time playing craps.
I think it was like my second time playing craps.
Did you know what to bet or you just like, just do what the
Yo 11.
Yeah, because like craps is that game too, where like it's a community game where generally the whole table wins. Mm-hmm. So you just don't want to be the guy that bets against the table,
right?
So
So, you know, someone rolls a 7, everyone's like, fuck. And you're like, yeah,
baby. Fuck you guys. Yeah.
I made $5.
Is that your go-to casino game?
Blackjack is my go-to.
Yeah.
100%.
The best.
I will go to Vegas tomorrow to play blackjack.
Now, speaking of people fucking up a game.
Yeah.
Are you the guy that, like, when the guy hits on, like, 17,
I used to
gets your 10? Are you just, like, furious?
I used to be the guy who was like, oh, well, learning. Now I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Why would you even? Okay. Okay.
One more dice, Sprite, please.
Yeah. Hey, why don't we switch chairs, man?
Yeah. Now, will you go?
One more dice, Sprite, please. A massage, please.
Will you go to the table that's, like, just you and the dealer, or do you want that?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I will go to the table that's just the dealer. Or I'll look for a good table, and I won't try and ruin a rhythm if it looks like everything's going good on a deck.
By the way, whenever I play blackjack, I always do that. Like, yeah. I go to the table, I go, hey, guys, like, what's happening at this table? Mm-hmm. If you guys are in a rhythm, I will keep moving on.
Yep.
Because I don't want to be the guy that sits down, and fucks it up.
Fucks the whole thing up.
Yeah, and now the dealer is just showing queen every time.
Like, yeah.
I'm not going to be that guy.
Oh, I was playing...
Blackjack etiquette, people.
Blackjack etiquette is important.
Very.
There's three-card poker. Was it called three-card poker or mm-hmm. three-card hold'em? Where you're playing a poker hand, and it's like kind of like a blackjack thing. And I was sitting this, I was working on Norwegian Cruise Lines, and we were in Atlantis.
Don't brag.
Yeah, hot shot. Eating all you could eat buffets.
Well, you were working on it.
I was working on it.
Doing
Second
what?
City. Like best of Second
That's
City comedy
awesome.
Shows.
Oh shit! Great.
Pretty fun, right?
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
Pretty terrific. But so I'm in Atlantis. I'm doing, and I'm at this table,
yeah,
and I've been betting on it. I've been coming so close, and this table's been running. A person comes and sits down right to my right next to me, mm-hmm. and then the deal comes, and that person gets a straight flush, and they win like $20,000.
And that would have been your straight flush.
That was my straight flush that person had. Because like a person left and a person sat down, and it just switched my spot. So it was the same amount of cards.
Right.
And like, instead of that guy coming and sitting down in that empty spot.
So after you, it was before you.
It was before me.
So they got your cards.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck.
And
you still think about that?
I still think about it.
Well, yeah, because
$20,000.
$20,000. I don't care. That and like, whenever you win in a casino, if I win $40 at a casino, I'm like, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, I'm like, it's like I beat the system.
Call my girlfriend, I'm like, I ain't never coming home. I'm at $40 life.
Reserve a table at Kafuka Nobis now. We're eating on the high scale, baby.
That's right.
But like, yeah, I'm that all day, so I can't imagine. Like, did you look at the guy like, hey, dude, could you get me like $1,000 for giving you that spot? Yeah,
and because it was such a big win, everybody come and rushes to the table, like all the pit bosses, all this thing. They're like, oh, sir, can you come with us? Oh, check the cameras? And I'm like, motherfucker!
Yeah.
Check the cameras and see how that thing happened to me.
Yeah, it's supposed to be mine.
That's my money.
Yeah. I hope that guy watches Veep.
I hope so too.
Sees you and goes, well, that guy's living life.
I hope so. He's like, ah. He was supposed to go on the audition right before me.
And then you just went like, hey, guy, you were that guy that goes, I have another audition or I have a doctor's appointment. Can I just switch with you? Just go ahead really quick.
He's wearing like a velvet blazer and like a smoking a pipe. He's a 20,000-aire.
He's got all the Kias.
It's all the Kias.
Least, motherfucker. Oh.
I wonder if somebody could actually rob a casino like they do in the Ocean's movies, you know?
I wonder.
Is that just so... I mean, obviously, like, that type of planning is so insane.
It just requires so many people to do the exact right thing.
Yeah. That can only be done in the movies.
Yeah. That's why. Because, like...
And to have people as charming as Brad Pitt and Matt Damon to you know, pull off... or you know, Bernie Mac and who's the little guy that folded himself into...
The acrobat.
Yeah.
Was that Jet Li?
No, Jet Li.
I'm racist.
By the way, that's the other newest game show. Yeah. I'm racist.
I'm racist.
We're just going to show you a picture of an Asian guy, and you got to figure out if it's Jet Li or not.
That one's Jet Li. The last one was Jet Li. This one's Jet Li, too.
Oh, why do you keep showing me Jet Li?
It's a woman.
That is Sandra Oh. Ah, that's Jet Li.
Oh, no.
That's Jet Li.
That's Jet Li playing Sandra.
He's versatile. versatile.
He's versatile. He's a chameleon.
Like, I can't get like four people to like have a game night together. So I can't imagine being like, all
organizing
right,
a heist.
22 people.
Yeah.
You all have to do your jobs precisely correctly. No,
who would you even say? Like, do you also know? Yeah, I mean, like,
yeah.
Who, if you even had to make a roster for a heist. I don't even know if I could fill in the batting order. Like,
right. Like, I don't know. I'm like,
do I know 9 people that could, like, and do you need, like, how many do you need? I guess it was like 12.
I don't know. And like,
do I know 12 competent 11. People? 11.
Yeah. Oh, because Oceans.
Wow. Wow. All right. You know what? I just watch movies for the entertainment value.
He learned that right after he did his kata. That's how he got his black belt.
They go, how many people are needed for Ocean's 11?
11?
And you get the red belt.
Black belt for you.
Wait, what's after red belt? I had a white belt, which is the belt they give you.
Brown, then black.
Yeah, brown, black.
After red?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so you got close.
I could kill. Dang. So you still remember your...
Not my katas. I really don't.
Now, if they ever do like if they bring back
Power
like
Rangers
celebrity boxing or something.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you could. I
funny
love
Power Rangers because they weren't funny,
yes,
were they?
They weren't
no.
funny. Not on purpose.
They should be.
Yeah.
But like, I love how they gave like the old joke, and it's true. The black guy was a black ranger. Mm-hmm. The Asian lady was the yellow ranger. And then they realized how incredibly racist that was.
Like, whoops!
And they're like, oh shit! Just the black guy and the Asian lady go to college.
I know.
And then they go to college.
And they went off to college.
Next season, black guy is the yellow ranger.
And a black
Asian
girl
is the black ranger.
The Asian is the black ranger. Yeah.
No way.
The very next season,
who complained?
Because they're like, whoops.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of those things. Ooh.
And, like, Jason, the Red Ranger, he, like, looked Native American.
You're
like,
kinda did.
You guys.
You're kind of doing this on the head.
You have to give me a tomahawk.
Yeah.
You have to, you guys. Just try and hide it at least.
Donald Trump was the Orange Ranger. And we're like, what the fuck?
Is New York City's right Orange Ranger?
that was very, like, there's so many things like that where you go, not one guy in the room stood up and went,
It's like, sir.
Guys,
just got to look. All the color coding we've got on this here vision board.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, same like, opinion.
Every time there's one of those commercials that everyone freaks out about, you know, or like one of those products.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what's like Gucci just got?
Yeah,
something.
Gucci, because they had those blackface masks.
Yeah.
Like,
or sweats. So they were like turtlenecks that were like blackface with like big red lips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were like a weird hoodie that like went over you. Uh-huh. So it's like, yeah. And you're like, yeah. No one in the room was like, that's not good.
No, yeah. No one in that room was black.
Yeah.
They're like, ooh, fashion.
Which is like, I would say that's the best reason to get a significant other. Just for that reason.
Yep.
Just so you can like, just you're like, fashion. Hey, this looks cool. And your significant other goes, don't do that.
That like, ooh, no.
Yeah,
don't wear a fedora, man. You sure? I like, love Frank Sinatra.
No, don't do it.
I know some card tricks.
you have a very wonderful significant other.
Oh, yes, I do. Nicole.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
How long have you guys been dating now for?
A little over 2 years.
Now. 2 years. So, so she's experienced sort of the rise of Sam in so many ways.
It's true.
Nice, Brad. What a radio DJ joke. Jesus Christ. Is it 6 a.m.?
Hey, everybody. We got Sam Richardson over here.
We're not trying to push this button, but it doesn't make any sound effects.
Yeah.
Is there a boner?
Yeah, but like, it must have been nice that you've had someone with you like through the whole
thing.
Yeah, through most of it.
Yeah.
It's really nice, and like so even she's like sick of it, and I'm like cool.
She's easy with the travel schedule and
Would
she come visit and stuff when you were in Baltimore?
We dated after Baltimore. We started dating.
Oh great,
because Baltimore was like 4 years ago.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And we started dating 2 years ago.
Oh gotcha.
There you go. And then was she with you on your trip to Mexico?
Yeah. Yep.
There you go. Now, in
you
every
went to Mexico,
we went to Mexico. We went to Mexico twice. In fact, we just went to Mexico like a couple months ago.
It's the best, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah. Do you stay at the resort?
Yeah.
The whole time, or do you bounce around town?
We'll bounce around town. I want to stay at the resort. She wants to bounce around town.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fine.
I ain't trying to get kidnapped. Yeah.
You know, I ain't trying to get kidnapped. I ain't trying to work on my vacation.
Yeah. Mm. No shit.
Yeah.
You know?
What is there to, I guess, like a sightseeing stuff and sightseeing touristy stuff? Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've seen this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But that pool.
Yeah, but also that lazy river.
That lazy river.
That bar in the pool. Oh. Did you have one at the place you were at?
No, we did not.
Oh, but that to me that is. That bar in the pool is so clutch.
Brad and I went to Cabo together.
Yeah. Yeah, terrific.
Just two dudes.
Yeah, hey, man.
We both, this was maybe like
hey, man.
Love 6 years love. Ago. We both yeah. just been working nonstop, and we were like, and he did got some time shit. What was it? What did you
Oh, it was one of those things where you like, hey, free room in Cabo. If you just listen to this timeshare presentation, I'm like, I can say no to somebody.
Yeah, easily.
And I did. Because I, at the time, I could not afford it.
Yeah.
So it was real easy to be yeah. like, all you have to do is pay
yeah.
like $28 nope. a month every month, except for these 2 months where you pay
$10,000. Yeah. And, it balances out.
And you're like, no.
Ooh, can't.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean can't? Your face.
Yeah. Can't. I just visit the can't. Don't have that kind of money right now.
Do they have resorts? They had like a limbo competition one of the nights we were there. Do they have any resort like after hours?
Well, we
activities.
Did, we went last time. We went to Sayulita, and so we stayed in like an Airbnb
nice.
Place. It was like a beautiful thing. So it wasn't like a resort,
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. atmosphere. And then the other time we were in Tulum, so it was very.
Everybody goes there. That seems like a spot, there. Right? Is that like
it's so cool?
I see a lot of
you tripped. Yeah, beautiful. You tripped over Katy Perry.
I did.
Wait, what?
Adam just got so excited. That's his crush. That's his celebrity.
He used to be. Once she got the Eminem haircut, I was like, I'm out.
So my girlfriend has that haircut.
Yeah, but. Yeah, but. Your girlfriend rocked it.
That
I've
was,
seen your girlfriend
that
with that
was
haircut.
So good timing.
Yeah. But so, your that, girlfriend crushes it.
That was God doing a...
By the way, if you can't see at home... Oh, and you can because we taped that.
Yeah.
Brad ripped it. Now you're a true radio DJ holding the mic. Oh, my God.
My mic that fell off.
Was fucking amazing.
I don't like that haircut. My girlfriend has that haircut. Thunk.
I was like, this is wing. Awooga.
That's been Sam Richardson here on the Morning Zoo.
It's not the haircut. It's the person and the haircut.
Fair. I agree.
And I've seen her with it, and she, come on, yeah. she's hot.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend is the best.
Yeah, she is.
Katy Perry made a significant look. That haircut doesn't work with everybody.
It doesn't.
You know,
mm-hmm. It doesn't.
And Katy Perry's one of those people.
Agreed. For that haircut and like on stage with Migos, you should be, have you seen that clip?
No.
Ooh, it's the most embarrassing thing.
Oh, what? Because
she's this? Like trying to. She's like because Migos and her, they're doing like a song together, mm-hmm. and they're rapping, and she's like doing rap moves.
That's
and
nuts.
Like she's like trying to hype man it, and it's like it's the most uncomfortable. 3 minutes you can watch in your life.
Oh no.
Just anybody who's listening to this, pull it up on YouTube.
I mean, we're going to do a video clip and yeah. We'll find the clip.
Good God.
And we'll put it in there.
Like, I'm getting sweaty even talking about it.
And you're a guy who works on Veep, which has the most uncomfortable moments mm-hmm. imaginable. And you're like, this is nothing. Mm-hmm.
In fact, pull it up right now so yeah. you can see it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
You got it? You want to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Good God.
I'm guessing it's just Katy Perry, Migos.
She's embarrassing. Doing like this moves a lot.
Well, she's like, I mean, she's just going for it on American Idol. And I've only seen a couple eps and a lot of like clips, but like, I mean, she's just going for it as far as like the insanity.
Oh,
factor.
Yeah. There's a lot of
she's
videos.
Doubling down on crazy.
She is. She's like, you know what my thing is? Insanity.
So this
and
is...
maybe, look, am I upset because I like DM'd her once to invite her to a show that Brad and I were doing and she didn't come? Yeah, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure that's just...
Oh, what are you, with Orlando Bloom? Oh,
Legolas himself.
All right, this is her and Migos performing Bon Appetit on SNL.
That's it.
Was that it? All right, now she's doing some Latin dances right here. So that's covering like, ooh, that's all kinds of cultural appropriation.
Push up so we can watch it.
Yeah, okay, hold on.
And push the monitor back or forward. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, all right. There she starts. And now she's joining the Migos. This looks like something that's been on Pornhub.
It's true.
Oh. So she's just caught in the middle.
Oh no. No. Oh, no. That's like a bad... That's a bad robot.
It's just your uncool auntie.
What is she singing?
The song Bon Appetit.
Even SNL was like, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
That's, I mean.
Was Quavo in there?
Yep. Our teammate.
Oh, that's right.
Try to make friends with him.
He wasn't having it.
I was like, Quavo, what's the game plan, man? He just walks away. I go, all right, we'll just get it to Ray Allen. It was like crunch time, last 2 minutes of the game. This is, by the way, after I'd introduced myself to him twice.
Yeah.
The beginning of the game, I go, what a man, didn't meet you in the locker room. And he just kind of like gives me a very limp handshake.
Oh, shame.
Yeah,
shame,
and I almost want to do that thing where you grab the hand harder and be like, hey, motherfucker.
Hey. Respect me.
This is a greeting. We're on the same team.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah.
Coach didn't do anything about this?
Yeah. Sue Bird? No, she stayed out of it. She did, though, at one point. Quavo just checked himself into the game, and I'm sitting next to her, and she just goes, so Quavo just checked himself in, and I go, hilarious. I go, and then all of a sudden there's about maybe 45 seconds left, and we had come back, and we were down maybe by like two.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Sue, how much would you give me to just go check in and take Quavo out right now?
Yeah.
And she goes, nothing, but I do want to see that. And I almost did it, but then I kind of played it out in my head, and I was like, he's not going to get out.
No,
and then I'm just going to look like some giant asshole tried to take him out of the game.
Yeah, and then God only knows what the commentators would be saying at that
point. Oh, yeah.
He'd be lit up.
And then here's, you don't want to feel the wrath of Twitter, and you certainly don't want to feel the wrath of Black Twitter.
Oh, my God. Black Twitter is fucking...
What's Black Twitter like?
It's a quick draw.
It is vicious.
Do you get Veep haters or Veep just super fans that I don't know, that just want to engage with you too much?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't care to be like, I appreciate it. Because I do appreciate it.
Of course.
Like, oh, sure. You appreciate like what I do. But, you know, like,
there's a line.
Like interaction, you know, like on Twitter, and I'll respond, and like, another response, and like, oh, and then let's start another conversation. I'm like, oh, no,
No, we got it.
Yeah, you get like one,
you know what you're here for. You
get one or two questions, and then then you don't get to follow up with, so what are you eating right now?
You're exactly. Like, that's the line.
It's like if you're at a restaurant and you go, hey, you mind if I have a fry? I've never had those types of fries before. And you dip it in that person's ketchup, and then you go, dude, that sandwich looks dope. Can I get a bite of that sandwich?
He's like, and you're like, oof.
Well, this is now you're eating the whole meal.
Now you're in the whole meal.
Now you're eating all of my meal.
Put my beer out of your mouth. You don't get to do that.
Do you have those fans that when they meet you, they just assume you're going to be your character?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And I'm like, I am different than Richard. You know?
Yeah. I'd say. I mean, I'd say.
Because like in real life, I'm like this like ultra cool dude. I've got freaking the biggest muscles and like a super long dick. And like on Veep, I wear glasses.
Yeah.
Only difference.
Now, does Richard, I mean, his name is literally Dick. Does he, does that character have a super long dick?
That's a good question.
What character on Veep has the biggest dick?
We know James Lipton has already asked you this.
Yeah, James Lipton asked me that. Mm-hmm. Final question. And I went into a speech.
When you got to the pearly gates, and God said, which character has the biggest dick? Who would you want him to assume had?
the biggest hog. I mean, I'd wonder... I wonder if it's like Mike who has it, but I don't know what I'm saying that based on. I think it's just because Walsh is a good bud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just want to endow him with a huge piece.
Yeah.
Shout him out.
It.
Well, in the show, he's got a couple of kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
Yeah, and you got to have it. We all know you got to have a big dick to make people.
That's right. And to adopt.
That's the that too. That's how big his dick is. He got other people outside his family pregnant without having sex with him.
We gotta go. Yeah, we gotta see what the rumor's about.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, favorite moments from season 7.
Oh, there's gonna be some great stuff.
I guess we're one episode in, so we can't.
Yeah.
I guess talk about. But how about favorite? I don't know.
Favorite craft service.
Are there any great...
Big fan of deviled egg.
Did you have any...
Deviled egg.
That's
well done.
My fave.
I love a deviled egg.
Right? How many could you eat?
Legitimately?
Start of the day. Not like 7 a.m., but like let's say it's like noon, and you have like a coffee and maybe like a banana or something. And not, so your hunger is like... It's peaking.
It's peaking. I could eat 8 deviled eggs.
Yeah.
That's easily, pretty solid. Easily. And it's one of those items where every time you have one, you go, why don't I eat this
all the time.
Every day?
All the fucking time.
Do you
time.
Like a lot of fixings on them?
I only like to go 2 nuts on fixings.
Yeah.
But like let's see if I'm getting super fancy. I do like a little bit of like a sliced shrimp on there.
Ooh, damn.
What?
Or like a little bit of roe, some caviar on top of that.
A little bit of bacon's always fun.
A little bit of bacon's fun.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Are we been, three old Jewish women all of a sudden?
I guess so.
Hey, how you get
a little bit of bacon right on my head.
I mean, I'm not supposed to have it. Oh, it's Judy. Like soap to me.
It looks like soap?
It tastes like soap.
You're such a cunt.
This has been hot deviled egg talk.
slightly related. I have eaten...
There's this cunt thing.
This cunt thing reminds me of oysters. Legitimately what I was going to say.
And man.
I've eaten 80-something oysters in a sitting before.
80?
Yeah.
Is that legal?
No.
You took out...
I had a helicopter flying above.
You took out like half the cast of Little Mermaid.
I sure did. Under the sea.
Oh, all of them. Like God. All those drums that Sebastian played.
Every little thing that was like playing an instrument and singing about what life was like down there.
Gone.
How can... Is that... do you feel full?
Yes.
Because I've had one oyster ever and I almost threw up.
Yeah. Oh, I love oysters.
Oh, I can't do it.
But we had a competition. It was me and my buddy Andy.
Yeah.
His...
I know Andy.
Girlfriend. Oh, you know Andy St. Clair.
Yeah.
His girlfriend and wife now was like, how many oysters do you think you could eat?
Yikes.
And he's like, what, more than 20? And she was like, probably not more than 20. He was like, yes, I can. And he told me, and I was like, I could eat over 50 oysters. And she's like, no way. So we went to this place. It's not there anymore. I can't remember the name of that restaurant. Damn it. Shame on me. But we sat down. There was like dollar oysters. And we're like, let's do
dollar
this.
Dollar oysters.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I knocked back 80 plus oysters.
Did they give you anything? That's like a man versus food challenge.
Right.
No, they were like, sir, other people want to eat oysters. Yeah.
They give you a do not come back for a year.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wait, did you get to like 50 and go, okay, I'm really doing this?
I got to like, yeah, I got to like 50, 60, and I was like, Well, let's go. I'm not empty. I'm
now,
not.
Wow. Are you like Kobe at that point where I got to get to 100?
I think I was like, well, you know, I've never thrown up as an adult.
No way.
Since I was 8 years old. I was never worried about puking.
That is an amazing stat.
Isn't that amazing? I'm just hitting you with all the fun facts.
That would go
me.
On the Sam Richardson trading card.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Exactly. Not, hasn't thrown up as an adult.
That is impressive.
Because I don't think anyone in this room can also claim that.
No, yeah, man.
No, have not done it.
Wow.
Don't even know how to. But I think,
mean, just smoke and drink a lot and eat, and then done
it.
Eat Wendy's and Whataburger
done
the
it.
Same night.
Done it.
Good for you. Jesus.
You steal gut.
Yeah. That's amazing.
But yeah, I wasn't like worried about puking or anything. I was just like putting them down. I was like, oh, but I am at this point, like the benefit of like dollar oysters is then lost when you're at $80. You know?
Right. You're like, oh, now this is a fancy meal.
Like now this is a full
right.
Like Morton steak dinner.
Yeah.
What was I thinking?
Like I could just had an 8 ounce filet,
yeah,
and be less than this,
yeah, you know? And just like, yeah, I think total like size of an oyster takes up like a big steak.
Was there a crazy a blooper moment or like some moment on set that was like so that you're like, man, I don't want to, like, I'm sure like that last everyone's last scene or shot was probably like emotional, right? But like, was there one? I mean, it seems like there's bloopers all the time, right? You guys are just like having a good time. But was there one like during this last season that really was like, oh, fuck. Like, I wish we could do this another 20 years.
I mean, there's so many moments.
Happens all the time.
It happens all the time. You know, I'm trying to think of like specifics that don't spoil stuff. This one time where I just kept on saying the N-word and everybody was uncomfortable. No, I'm kidding.
Off camera. Yeah.
I kept on like, hey, yeah. And I wasn't doing it as a joke.
Yeah.
That, and now, did you make a point of like going to everyone's last scene or like?
Yeah, we all tried to like be there for everybody's last wrap out.
That's cool.
This was really nice. Like the whole family there.
It's pretty incredible how big that cast is and was like, and to how like generous. Like the right, like everybody, like I feel like a show can't operate without everybody.
Yeah,
yeah. It really
and that's kind of brilliant.
Yeah,
I mean down to like Patton Oswalt's character.
Yeah,
who you have Patton, who's a legit star,
full star,
comedic powerhouse, and you're like, all right, he'll have like three lines of show, but holy God, are they going to be good?
Yeah,
and
he is.
Yeah,
incredible.
Right.
and like Dietrich Bader.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, like
you learn something from these older actors, like they've just been around for a minute.
I just like to watch these guys.
Yeah.
They're right. All so good. And like, I mean, I feel like the, all Veep is just like such a learning experience for me.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I'm like watching Julia and like watching Tony, and everybody is like a super like master of their craft. Sorry to say craft. Something crashed behind me and then made me say the word craft.
Well, that's Adam's mac and cheese delivery.
I see.
They're just dropping
Albertsons.
Yeah, they're just dropping the crates outside. It's like, word up. Fuck that.
Now I just have to think it and they bring it by.
Yeah, now drunk Amazon is dangerous.
Terribly dangerous.
Now, have you ordered anything doing drunk Amazon?
I do. I do stupid stuff on sober Amazon, honest to God. That's the worst. The worst thing is to have a little bit of money and access to Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, like you're a working actor and you have Amazon. Now, if I have a slight idea of anything, I'm like, I need that.
Right.
Like, I need underwater one-ear headphones.
I mean, yeah.
Sky Mall.
It's Sky Mall. Amazon is just Sky Mall.
It really is.
Accessible.
Sky Mall's got to be pissed that they didn't get online.
They really do. Because like, here's the problem. Sky Mall is the
ground,
opposite of Amazon. Because like, you're like in the plane. You're like, oh, by the time I land, I'll have forgotten about this.
Yeah, I don't have Wi-Fi.
I don't have Wi-Fi. This magazine was just fun to look at. Yep. But whoops.
Yeah.
I don't have to get my credit card.
I don't need a zombie crawling out of the dirt. Yeah. For my front yard.
I don't need a Sasquatch.
But guess what? If you had Wi-Fi, you would have two of those ordered.
And by the time you get there. I know. Sky Mall needs... why is... Sky Mall could freaking make a hard comeback.
They
right
should.
Now.
Back. If they sponsored the Wi-Fi and made it good Wi-Fi...
Because they were around before Amazon.
It would pay for itself.
It's like, and you get some real... You got to get... I mean, just the most insanely crazy famous celebrity to like be the spokesman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like a Sam Richardson type.
Yeah. Like a Sam Richardson type, and you take
like
5%
a Black
of the company. Black Brat.
That
Chris Black.
Yeah. The thing that always got me that I should just still get is the marshmallow gun.
Gun? Yeah.
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 That it seems like, yeah, that's something I should totally have.
Like I need it. Did you get one on Amazon?
I shouldn't, because I would like to remain married to my wife, and but I know that if
it'll
I get
make
the
marriage stronger,
boo, buzzkill,
because she's batting marshmallows
exactly.
out of the
using
air all
the taekwondo,
day.
Taekwondo, karate kicking. It. I did buy. They have a bug zapper guns. Like, it's like a salt gun for flies and stuff.
Yes.
What?
I have one upstairs, one downstairs.
I have one of those.
So instead of like the zappers that you put outside, it's for indoors.
It's like a shotgun.
Yeah.
That shoots salt.
Yeah.
And blast a bug.
Yes.
So that you don't have to.
I have
you
two
guys don't
these.
Do it the old fashioned fun way where you just get high in your 2-bedroom apartment and chase the fly around the entire place?
With a shoe?
Oh, you don't trip over your couch and almost break your fucking ankle? And
no.
Not anymore.
Now you go full Terminator 2. You spin the gun like a shotgun and just.
Dude, I literally almost got a concussion trying to swat a fly that went into my bathroom, into the shower, and I hit the door real hard because it went like forward and then went like back real quick and then forward again. And I literally went like, and then back to the door and hit the side of the door.
You freaking broke your ankles.
Yeah, dude. And I literally went down to my knees.
It Allen Iverson'd you?
I went down.
The fly crossed me up. You were Ty Lue.
Dude.
The fly was Allen Iverson.
And I literally, no joke. Literally, like, this is some fucking out of a movie shit. I literally was like, he went down on my knees at one point and was like taking a moment because I was just so baked. And I remember looking up and seeing the fly perched on the fucking bathroom countersink. And I was like, if we could zoom in on this fly's face, you know, he'd just be like, bing. Or just like with his two middle fingers up. Or
what else you got?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Sam, we could talk to you forever.
Oh, yeah, you're the best, dude.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, absolute best. So obviously, watch Veep. And if you haven't, if you're not caught up, I'm envious of the people that haven't seen Veep.
Because
now they can go back and watch all of it. Yeah. And like just stream the whole thing. Like I almost wish I haven't seen it so now I could experience it all for the first time. Because it's so amazing. It's such a great show.
Thank you.
So, go watch Veep. Go back on the Comedy Central app and watch Detroiters.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there, right?
It's still there.
There you
I think
go.
It's still there.
And your YouTube show with Pally.
Yep.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
You can find that YouTube.
YouTube Red,
Premium.
Right? YouTube Premium.
Yeah.
There What's called again?
Champagne Ale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and be on the lookout for the movie that comes out. I thought soon. Yeah. It's not. It's in December.
In by December. The way, it could have changed.
Worst,
it could have changed.
Worst press interview ever. So, in 2025, you got a birthday coming up.
I have six between those.
Okay. Well, we want to talk about the one in 2025.
And be on the lookout for your new podcast, Hot Barty Talk.
Hot Barty Talk.
It's just all Billy Barty. Party. Just all Billy Barty facts for a whole podcast.
I'm so bummed he's dead.
I know.
you're telling me he's dwarf Jesus. and then you're gonna be on. Now you're gonna be on the Chris Jericho Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea.
I can't wait.
Oh, you are.
I mean,
oh, that was an invite.
That was an invite.
Yeah, that's an accepted invite.
I'm gonna get you on this thing.
I would love to see, like, by the way, who's a bigger like wrestling fan, like Ooh. Knowledge. They should have some sort of comedy. Like Jericho should be hosting some sort of four comedians and actors of like a wrestling trivia.
There might be that.
Whoa. Okay.
There might be that. There might be a roast.
Okay.
Of Jericho.
A roast of Jericho.
Whoa.
Okay.
There might be some comedians that are not yet announced that can sell out a basketball stadium by themselves that have not been announced yet, but I can tell you off air.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Is there going to be a dwarf at this roast?
I mean,
Blake Griffin?
my second favorite dwarf, Tony Cox?
I'll fight you.
Oh my God.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
Meh, what's up, dog? This is your pal Bugs Bunny. Say, I got a question for you. Do you know who has the head of Elmer Fudd and the body of Foghorn Leghorn? Why, that's Adam Ray and Brad Williams. Ain't I a stinker?